Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:36, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Yeah, a very busy night in the League of Ireland and the Premier League as well, and a night of shocks in both leagues. Waterford pull off a surprise 3-1 victory against the reigning champion Shamrock Rovers at Tallaght Stadium. Rovers' injury problems, they're well documented at this stage, and they've just not been at their best. Despite that, though, they're keeping in touch with the leader, Shelburne. But last night, they came undone to newly promoted Waterford. Waterford, really good weekend for them. Earned 6 points over the two games of a busy schedule. Their manager Keith Long couldn't hide his delight when he spoke to John Kenny.
Well, listen, I don't know what it was like for the neutral, but it certainly seemed like a
enjoyable
game, a fast tempo game. You know, so lots of action. I thought we carried a real counter attacking threat today with pace in our team. So we always had Rovers on their guard. You know, it always questioned them when we needed to. We defended when we were asked to, then after we got a little bit of luck, you know, the ball hits the crossbar, hits the post, and coming to Tallaght to come away with any sort of result, you have to ride your luck a little bit, and thankfully today we were able to do that, but also execute in the moments and showed real quality in the moments on the counter-attack with the pace that, and the aggression that we have in the team.
This is the kind of time to cement your place in the Premier Division, and those back-to-back wins now are pretty much done then, now you're up to sixth.
Yeah, well, I think it was important to get the results that we did this weekend, because you can see the results around the league. You know, there's teams winning and taking points off each other every week. So delighted today, obviously, to come to Tallaght to win. Nobody would have expected it. I think we probably get Shamrock Rovers at a good time with some of the injuries that they have throughout their squad. You know, we came here with belief. We came here with confidence. We came here with a plan. We can only focus on the next game, which is Dundalk. We want to try and improve our home form in the RSC, and that will be the challenge for us next.
Yeah, Keith Long going really well with Waterford. Leader Shelburne scored late. They drew 1-1 away to Derry City. Galway continued their fine start the season. 1-0 win away to Bohemians. They actually played the last half an hour with 10 men, players sent off in that one. Sligo Rovers beat St. Pat's 1-0. Another team who finished with 10 men was Drogheda, and they secured a victory against Dundalk 2-1. The winner there in the 94th minute. Manchester United's poor form continued in the Premier League as they lost 4-0 to Crystal Palace. 1-7 now for United, who are down to 8th on the table. And one of my colleagues, Eugene, just gave me a great stat actually this morning. A similar result back in 1972. Crystal Palace beat Manchester United 5-0. The manager at the time, the only ever Irishman to manage United, was Frank O'Farrell. He was sacked afterwards. I wonder, will history be repeating for Eric Den Haag? I'll also point out United relegated 18 months later, so maybe not rock bottom just yet. The first spot in the Champions League final up for grabs tonight. PSG host Borussia Dortmund. The French side trail 1-0 from the first leg. That game live on RT2 this evening. Karen Wilson won the world snooker title, beat Jack Jones 18-14 last night. And now show jumping, and as we build up for the Paris Olympics, I've been on the road again and I've been checking in with one of our hopefuls, Daniel Coyle. He's taken the show jumping world by storm over the last 12 months or so. He and Mayor Legacy are among the top performers on the world circuit at the moment. Coyle's place at the Olympics has not yet been confirmed, but he's almost certain to be picked on his current form. He's hoping his story can inspire the next generation of young athletes in the Derry area, and his backstory, it really is quite extraordinary. He's from just outside the city, not from a horse background, but fell in love with the game after riding ponies when he was young, and then he got lucky with his own horse, Uptown Girl. When that partnership came to an end, he had to start again, and he set travel across the Atlantic to keep his dream alive.
Everything was going so well, and then whenever she retired from the sport and I hadn't really got any more horses, I had to look for a new path, and I went to America as a way of trying to see a new way and keep moving forward, I guess. And luckily I fell in with Sue Grange, and now her daughter has taken over, who is a huge influence for me and everybody around me, I guess, and without her I wouldn't be able to do it.
Will this be another clear from Legacy for Ireland? It will. She never ever stops giving, this mare. This is one of the greatest horses of the circuit in the world today.
Tell us about Legacy.
Legacy is an amazing story, just because I touched on it there with Ariel's mother, and when she passed away, and then Ariel wasn't really in the sport at that time, and she took over, and the first horse she bought was called Cheventel, and the first thing she did was change its name to Legacy. So it's an amazing story, and it's amazing that she actually is going to make a huge legacy.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Daniel Coyle, Legacy, come down. They've got plenty of time.
He moves up down to the last.
He's not touching on the reins. Oh, what an effort.
37-02, Daniel Coyle for Ireland, the incredible Legacy.
She's like Seabiscuit, I guess. She's very good to work with, and everybody just likes to be involved, and in her included. A lot of horses aren't up for that or don't like that, but she really does, actually.
And I'm here in Derry today as part of our Olympic series, checking in on athletes. I know you're not there yet, but there's a very good chance you're going to be there. Is that on your radar? Are you giving that much thought about being in Paris?
For sure. I've never had a year like I've had right now, and Legacy is more ready than ever she has been. So I really hope I get selected. Obviously, you're never there until you're actually going into the ring, but I for sure plan to be there, and if I'm good enough and they want me, I will be there to do the best job possible.
Do you know what's been brilliant about coming up here to Derry and to seeing where you're from and what this means to the community is your interaction with the school kids here yesterday. That was remarkable. What did that mean to you to be there?
Yesterday I felt like it actually meant something to the kids, which is always makes it a whole lot better, and it makes you think we all should be doing a little more of this. So I was really happy yesterday, it went well, and if any of those kids need help, I'll be right there to do it.
And what's your message to those kids?
Always ask for help and keep moving forward.
Daniel Coyle there. Great pleasure to be in his company, and what a mantra as well. That's your sport for now.